had the exclusive rights to the signage at Joe Robbie Stadium. That was a deal you made with the Dolphins, not with the... and then, of course, as it turned out, it didn't make any difference because he bought the Dolphins anyway. The Magic Cafe out there in center field in that picnic area at the Marlin games, and they left that thing up, and they left it up, and finally the Cox attorney said, "Hey, baby, Cox ahoy!" And the signs came down. They just magically disappeared. How's Sonny Fox doing, by the way? Is he allowed to call us anymore? "Hey, Sonny, how are you doing?" Sonny must be in heaven now, huh? Now that Howard's going to be on, because that's not his audience. Wouldn't you rather have Howard on than... See, I still say that that bit about 30 to 54, that's another lie that David Ross, and of course she swallowed it hook, line, and stinker, that Deborah Wilker, who knows nothing about radio. See, that's the thing about this market. It's such a nickel and dime market. You turn on TV and they got a sports guy doing the news full-time on Channel 4. They got a sports guy who vacillates and vaccinates between doing the sports and the news on Channel 6, Cambrell Martian. And they got, like, the music writer, the music editor in the Sun Sentinel. Every now and then she writes the radio column, even though she doesn't own a radio. And they got the religion writer, and one paper is writing a radio column on the other one. And what is it all about, man? Talk about unprofessional. Talk about Bush League. Too much Bush, baby. So when you go and vote for governor, just remember, too much Bush. A little Bush may be good, but too much Bush be bad. Just keep that in mind, okay? It's 11:37 at WIOD. Speaking of that, if you don't have enough Bush on your head, Charles Alfieri has been supplying hair replacement systems for leading show business figures for over 25 years now. That's right. He's been doing it for years, for the big shots, the people with the money, honey. And he knows his hair. You can pay more for a hair system if you want to be a sucker. You can go to the hair club for boys, men, girls, whatever they call it. Pay as much as 2,800 big ones, or you can get the best and the most natural system in the biz for just $800 from Charles Alfieri. And Charlie knows the secret of a natural-looking system is regular servicing. What every guy in the world aspires to is being serviced on a regular basis. Is Miriam coming, by the way, speaking of hair? Outstanding. That's why service visits at Charles Alfieri are priced at just $25, not $60 like they soak you at the hair club. And while you wait, Charles will add hair to your present system at only $25 an hour. He'll restore its natural color for just $10, even revive the wave and curl to make it look natural again, no matter where you bought that piece. You know, the bald spot look for the 90s is out. Trust me, even Wayne would agree. If he could just rub enough cash together, he'd be right over to Charles Alfieri in a hairbeat. At 4390 North Federal Highway, right between Oakland and Commercial in Fort Lauderdale. Call for an appointment today or their free brochure, or just a bunch of Wayne's old hair in the mail. Call 928-1755. That's 928-1755, or toll free if you're out of Broward. It's 1-800-321-2413. 1-800-321-2413. Hair for the 90s from Charles Alfieri.
This is South Florida's News Talk and Entertainment Station.
News Talk Radio 610. WIOT.
Larry King sucked at night, and he's gonna suck in the afternoon, too. Get a life. Oh!
That is great radio.
I don't know why. I just like to wear garters every once in a while.
Vic has a secret he's not telling anybody.
When I get home from work, I need to express my feminine side. Is there something wrong with that?
The 90s have spawned a new kind of man. One who's strong yet sensitive. A little like Fabio. A little like Alan Alda. A little like Sharon Stone.
I've been a bad boy. I need to be spanked.
And that's why there's a new intimate apparel store for men. It's Vic's Secret. Perfect for the man in your life who occasionally feels the need to dress like a woman.
It's hard to find a bustier in a 46 long.
Vic's Secret. He may dress like a construction worker, but underneath that denim shirt and jeans, he could be wearing a teddy.
Come on, guys, it's pina colada time. All right!
And our Vic's Secret catalog makes excellent coffee table reading for the woman in your life.
Hey, look at the unit on that guy, will you?
Vic's Secret. Remember, ladies, that diet-drinking construction worker could be wearing panties with the help of Vic's Secret.
Speaking of that, 11:43 at WID. Thanks to Dan for sending me all these stark naked pictures of the young guys from The Young and the Horny, which, by the way, today and tomorrow, weak, really weak, save your eyesight, save the effort, nothing going. And tomorrow's is a repeat from what I saw on Friday because of the U.S. Open was on. And of all the people that have to win the goddamn U.S. Open, as if anybody really cares with all the football and important stuff that was going on yesterday, that obnoxious, that disgusting Andre Agassi, who hasn't bathed in at least 10 years with his black socks,
schmutzy and grotesque. And you notice who his new alleged girlfriend is now? Now, what does that say about you when your girlfriend is Brooke Shields? Is that like a coming out party when you announce that your girlfriend is Brooke Shields? It's like saying, guess what? Surprise! Talk about a fag hag. WIOD is Starline.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
I'm holding for Neil.
Speaking.
Hey, how you doing, buddy?
We're doing Screamless, man.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Don't forget about that.
Hey, what do you do when they deliver pizza to the stadium and, like, you're not in your seat?
Oh, geez. What if you went out to take a leak? That's a good point. Huh?
They pass it to the next guy?
I think they do. I think they pass it to Irving Fryer.
Listen,
he catches the pepperoni on the 40. He's down to the 30, and he passes it up to Bill Zimfar in the booth.
Smack him upside the head. Listen, did you watch any of the Giant game?
Did I watch it? You mean last night? No, I did not.
Well, I was saying, you mentioned Bledsoe, who is an up-and-comer. But Brown, I'll tell you, he's not doing a bad job.
Let me tell you something, okay? I saw Dave Brown. I saw a little bit of him last week. He may be, eventually he may be good, okay?
He's no Bledsoe.
Huh?
He's no Bledsoe.
This group, I'm serious, man. I haven't been impressed by a young quarterback in the league this much, and he don't even look good. I'm serious. This kid is so outstanding. He's got such poise. He stands right in there in a pocket. He takes vicious hits. He just gets right up. And he has got the greatest arm, and it's just incredible. They backed him up one time. They were starting on about their 4-yard line, I think, and just drove him down the field, man, like a knife through butter. Incredible.
Did you see the stat yesterday? Last year, all the 2-0 teams, and like 90% didn't even make the playoffs.
Yeah, and don't forget, didn't Dallas lose 3 of their first 4 or something like that last year, and then they never lost a game the rest of the season?
And in closing...
By the way, they weren't too impressive yesterday either. Barely squeaking by Houston.
And Houston had that new quarterback, Richardson, who wasn't doing that bad either.
Yeah, that kid looked pretty good too, man. He can run, he can do it, he's another one.
And the 49ers fell, too.
So. Yeah, that was a tough game. There were some good games yesterday. It's about time.
And in closing...
And how about those Buccaneers, baby? In front of 30...
How do you figure that? The Colts scored 42 last week. I mean, it's just...
In front of 40,000 empty seats in Tampa Bay. Can you believe that?
That is.
The stadium holds 75,000 people. It was less than half full.
And let me do it. And in closing...
Yeah.
From Jim Mandich's library, Buddy Ryan... You turd!
You jackass! All right. See ya. Boy, you're sure a busy beaver today. Don't take that personally, but boy, Lisa is in and out all over the place in here. What do you got now?
I like it like that.
Do you like it like that? You like the in and the out, huh?
Uh-huh.
Well, okay. Keep that in mind, guys. Lisa says, okay. Well, cool it what? You just got through saying it. Don't say it while you say it to me because you know you're safe. WIOD.
Hi, Neil. How you doing?
Great.
Hey, did you happen to catch Turning Point last week?
Turning Point?
Yeah, do you watch any of those shows? It's one of those like Now or...
Yeah, one of those 2020 type shows?
Yeah, they had it on...
That's the one with Babwa.
Yeah. Oh, Babwa. No, I don't watch Babwa. No, I can't handle it. I can't... If I watch her and Joe Namath in the same week, I start talking like Daffy Duck.
Well, they had it on female circumcision.
Yeah.
In Egypt.
Yeah.
And
wasn't I the first one to be on top of this months ago? We talked on this show about female circumcision.
It was horrific.
It is horrific.
They showed this girl. She's,
talk about a slice of life.
Oh, but they showed this girl, and she's about 7 or 8, and she's walking around the house before this is going to happen, and she's got this look on her face like, oh, maybe this is like a birthday party or something.
Yeah, right.
And then the next minute, she's spread-eagled in front of her dad. This guy that was like a bum all of a sudden just starts clamps something down and slices away.
Oi!
And you hear a scream from her that...
Yeah.
Oh, it was
no
unreal.
Anesthetic, huh?
No. And,
ooh.
And then
ooh.
They wrapped her
ow.
Up... Ooh! They wrapped her up with some sort of like sheet material, like they ripped some sheets up.
Yeah.
And then they just...
A shmata.
And she's cursing them and she's going, I can't believe you did this to me. And the scream she made when it did it, it's like... Both my testicles got sucked up inside of me. I just kind of went, it's horrific.
Yeah.
But, then they're talking to this her sister, and they seem like, oh, this is tradition. And it's like a hell of a tradition.
See, that's the problem with this world. The people who should be circumcised are not, and the ones who should be left alone are getting sliced. That's the problem.
Well, and to do it when you're like 8 years old, I can't imagine that.
Yeah, but if you've heard all these young guys, I'm talking guys in their 20s, these Cuban guys in this town who got circumcised when they were like teenagers or even in their 20s,
yeah.
How'd you like to walk around for a couple of months after that deal?
I can't imagine. You couldn't look at anybody or anything or anyone. I mean,
wow. Forget about looking. How about just walking?
Yeah.
How about just waking up in the middle of the night and finding out that nature was trying to take its course and something was trying to pop out?
That whole show has kept with me, and I just kind of go, how can people, you know, it's barbaric.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Well, that should be a good lesson in life to you, sir. Barbaric.
Part of family planning, I guess.
Part of the world in which we live. Have a great day.
You too.
See ya. Oh, and by the way, the Vatican loses out.
Oh. Yes.
At the World Population Council in Cairo, speaking of Egypt, the Vatican, they hocked and they screamed and they yelled and they lifted their dress and they squatted and it didn't do any good. And they finally said, oh, go ahead. We don't care. Screw you guys. We're doing each other anyway. So the Pope loses out because the rest of the, at least allegedly attempting to be just a little bit rational and civilized world said, bada bing to you, man. Screw you. Go make your own babies. You and the Cardinals. Anyway, it's 11:49 at WIOD. Kendall Toyota is the nation's largest Toyota dealer. Shop the others. Then, of course, you'll call Kendall Toyota and my good close personal friend Mark Jacobson. And I can't believe he showed that thing again last night. Whether you're looking for a pickup, Tercel, Corolla, Camry, look no further. Kendall Toyota lets price sell their cars with the lowest published rates. It's guaranteed, man. No other Toyota dealer in Dade, Broward, or Palm Beach can match Kendall Toyota's prices, no matter what their headlines say, no matter what the sale is, no matter what they call it, no matter what the finance rate is, Kendall Toyota will blow the other dealers away. Kendall Toyota on US 1, just south of Dadeland. Call 1-800-873-TOYO, 1-800-873-TOYO for Kendall Toyota.
The Payphone Challenge. News from around the planet and a whole lot more. It's Rick and Suds, weekday mornings, right here.
W-I-O-T. What was your first break?
I went to work and knocked on doors and got a job at a small radio station in Miami Beach, Florida. I did everything.
I did the board. I did jock. I did sports. I did news. I did everything. Cleaned up. I did everything.
11:53 at WID. Screenless Monday, and look at that thing. See, it gets to the top of the hour. They're like, it's all like a little strategy game here now. That's what the show has turned into. It's the audience playing their little game, and we're playing our little game, and everybody's playing with something little. WIOD.
Yeah, this is Tomato Man from Cleveland with a Jazz McKay spy report.
Yes?
Who's this, George?
No, this is Neil.
Neil.
Tomato Man? Did you just call me on Friday?
Send you facts about an 83-year-old woman.
About the facts. Let's get down to the Jazz Meister. Well, is he on the air? Let's talk about something the audience cares about.
Well, this is what happened. He comes on Saturday with a preview.
Yeah.
Comes on, and he steals he steals the Joe Pesci tape.
Yeah.
He steals the...
No, I don't think he stole... They have ACN. I don't think he stole the Joe Pesci tape. He can play that, yeah.
Okay. He steals a lot of your merchandise. Comes on and says, you people are going to think I got Tourette's syndrome, and he starts just getting crazy on the phone.
Yeah.
And he's just crazy. And the first call he had, a woman says, you're disgusting. You should have went down with that U.S. air flight.
Yeah.
And like the next four calls were all negative.
Uh-huh. Is that a surprise?
No.
Wait till the bikers find a man. Wait till they catch on. Then he's going to be dangerous.
And then this morning in the morning.
Now, how's that morning show with Chuck Meyer doing?
Meyer in the morning.
That heavyweight show, yeah.
WFLA. A guy named Ted Webb.
Yeah.
And he had him saying, tell me, how do we get rid of Vinny Testaverde? And he says, well, we're chuckling down here, and we cannot believe you people. So I was at the game, Neil, and I could not believe it. It's just unbelievable.
Yeah.
How about those Dolphins?
How about those Dolphins, man? We're 2-0. We don't give a crap about the Browns or Vinny Testaverde or any of those other guys. Don't care about Steve Walsh. We don't care about Craig Erickson. We don't care about any of those other UM rejects, even Bernie Kosar, who's sitting warming our bench.
And I see in the paper we had a running game, so that was great. I'll be home next week. And,
wait till you see this Irving Spikes, man. This kid is dynamite.
Right. So I send you a fax, and what it said originally was that some 83-year-old
woman... I saw it. Have a great day. We'll see you next week. Okay. This guy sent me this boring fax about somebody who drove into somebody else's house or into some douchebag place. That happens here every day. It's not exciting, okay? God, now does that tell you about talk about getting a life? This guy's up in Cleveland. He called us on Friday. He's sending faxes here. He's calling again today. But it is good that we are getting spy reports there about Meyer in the morning and the Jazzmeister and Boy Gary. So they're saying asshole on the air in Cleveland. That's really great. That'll do it.
Oh!
Yeah, that'll put him over the top. Maybe Sonny Fox will move there. WIOD. Go on. Purple Line really desperate today, man. We had Woody was on there once, and now we get a hang up on the Purple Line. It's a medley of our in almost 2 hours. That really says something about Cellular One and the people who subscribe to it. WYOD.
Neil?
Yes, sir.
How are you?
Great.
Listen, I was wondering, where was it that Louis Oliver ended up?
Louis Oliver is with the, Cincinnati Bengals.
Cincinnati Bengals.
Yeah.
So he stayed in the Shula family, huh?
He's in the Shula family, that's right.
0-2?
Right. Well, that could be the worst team in football. They're pathetic.
I think so. Even
in fact,
Tampa.
I saw him yesterday. I was watching about 2 minutes of that. That's all I could take. And got a unsportsmanlike conduct penalty, I think Louis did.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're 0-2. Even Tampa won yesterday.
That's right.
Well, Spikes is doing it.
We got Muhammad Oliver, baby. We don't need no Louis Oliver.
That's right. You got
okay.
it.
Okay. Have a
all
great
right.
day. Yeah. We don't like the way he conducted himself in the showers anyway. That's what Mandich said. Keep your hands to yourself, Louis. Keep your pants on, Jimmy. Ah, we can't find that either. By the way, I could tell that guy who asked about that why we can't play it, but he probably already knows. WIOD.
Yes, caller from Port St. Lucie.
Speaking.
I want to talk to Neil.
Speaking.
Neil, yeah, this is Mitch from Port St. Lucie. First time caller.
How you doing, Mitch?
Listener.
Great.
Okay. I just want to talk to you about Susan Powder. I heard you mentioned her.
Yeah, did you see that thing yet?
Well, did you see that she's going to have her own show?
Oh, my God.
Can you believe that? She's going to have her own talk show?
Yeah, what's she going to do on it?
I don't know. It's
going to here
sometime in September. And another thing on Drew Bledsoe, man, this guy's unreal.
He is.
I mean, if you remember 2 weeks ago when you were playing the Dolphins.
I remember like it was only moments ago, yeah.
I mean, I was sitting down low in the end zone, and this guy's passes were right on.
Yeah.
I mean, the ball had to be right
where...
He
fires bullets, man. Oh, and then you know what really ticked me off yesterday? You didn't see the game, did you, by any chance, Buffalo, New England?
I caught a little bit of it at the end.
There was one play. They were down 35-28. They're driving downfield. He threw a ball that was deflected. And, of course, Buffalo, with the luck with a horseshoe up their ass, they had a couple of those that were deflected, and they intercepted him.
I know.
And the ball hits the receiver right on the numbers, right in the hands. He doesn't catch it. I mean, it's between two defenders, but he nails it right in there. And it's tipped up in the air and tipped again. And then finally, a Buffalo guy intercepts it. And here's Bledsoe goes back to the bench, and that fat Bill Parcells, who must have gained 100 pounds. He must like that food in New England, by the way, in Boston. He says to him, you can read his lips, he said, don't throw that ball. You don't throw that ball. And I'm thinking to myself, he hit him right on the numbers. He hit him in a bad spot. He hit him in the hands. That ball should have been caught, and he's chewing his ass out instead of the receiver.
I don't think he threw one bad pass against
the
Dolphins.
He is dynamite, man. He scared the crap out of me in that game last week. And like I said, if they had even a semblance of a defense, I warned you about these Patriots, if they had any semblance of a defense, they'd be 2-0 instead of 0-2. They've scored 70 points in 2 weeks, and they're 0-2.
Yeah, if they get a defense, they're going to be scary.
Yeah, you watch out for them next year, man. They're dynamite.
All right, Neil, have a good one. You're the king.
Okay.
Bye.
See ya. And queen. And that Marion Butts, man. Look out for any guy who's got the balls to be named Marion. Remember Marion Motley with the Browns about 100 years ago? Great fullback. Oh, my God. One of the greatest of all times. Big, strong, burly, tough. And this Marion Butts, he was kicking some more butt in there yesterday again for the Patriots. They're tough. Just be happy they're 0-2. WIOD.
Yeah, I'd like to speak to Neil.
Speaking.
Hi, Neil. How you doing?
Great.
Okay, I wanted to tell you one thing. I don't know if you caught it on the Dallas-Houston game yesterday.
Yeah, I saw it.
Okay, I don't know. I think it was when Emmitt Smith got hurt.
Yeah.
The elbow hit the ground. Bob Trumpy goes to Dick Hamburg. He goes, Dick Hamburg said something. And Bob Trumpy goes, oh, Dick. Oh, Dick.
Really?
Really.
He must have been talking to himself, because if ever there was one, that's him. That Bob Trumpy, man. Those two guys, if ever there's a reason
terrible
for Miami fans to be full of hate, it's Bob Trumpy and Dick Enberg, man, because they hate the Dolphins like poison. They never give us a fair shake. And if there's anybody who is aptly named, it's Enberg, Dick. So as Bob Trumpy would say, oh, you, Dick.
South Florida's news, talk, and entertainment station. News Talk Radio 610, WIOD, Miami, Fort Lauderdale.
Just who was that mystery pilot? Good afternoon. At noon, I'm Jackie Bales, 610 WIOD News, brought to you by PCA Qualicare. Some rain in the forecast, that's coming up. Also, a Skywatch 610 traffic update. The Secret Service says it knows the identity of the pilot who crashed a small single-engine airplane on the south lawn of the White House early this morning. But WIOD's Jamie Dupree says the Secret Service is remaining tight-lipped on this one, saying only that the pilot was a white male from Maryland.
Sources say the pilot had a history of mental problems. No one's quite sure if the crash, though, was a direct assassination attempt on the president. The small Cessna hit the White House just below the president's living quarters, a few yards from the Rose Garden. The Clintons, though, were not there. White House renovations have them staying across the street at the Blair House.
Jim Smith is out of the race for governor now. He and the Republican frontrunner Jeb Bush will hold a news conference, or rather held a news conference together this past hour, announcing that Smith will now throw his support to Bush. Bush will now face incumbent Democrat Childs in the race for governor. The most recent Mason-Dixon poll shows they're neck and neck. A sentencing hearing is underway for ex-Florida National Guardsman Steve Coleman, who admitted to brutally murdering three young people on the south campus of FIU in 1992. WIOD's Jennifer Rem is in court where family and friends of the victims are testifying.
First to take the stand, Leo Bomer, friend of victim Ronnie Queesbert. Bomer described Coleman as an animal, an unspeakable demon, asking Judge Arthur Snyder to put the admitted killer away for the rest of his life.
I don't really know the law that well. All I ask is for this individual to never be allowed to walk on the streets in this free country again.
It's a given Coleman will spend at least 25 years in prison. At issue, will he serve three consecutive life terms for the brutal murders?
Jury selection underway in Orlando for the trial of a man charged with killing three Ohio women. Oba Chandler is accused of killing Joan Rogers and her two teenage daughters in June of 1989. Their bodies were found in Tampa Bay. Hundreds of people are milling around the U.S. government offices in Havana, hoping for word on how to seek a visa under the new U.S.-Cuban immigration deal. But Cuba's Interior Ministry says the details are still being worked out. On Friday, the U.S. agreed to accept at least 20,000 Cubans a year. Well, Metro's Community Relations Board says Dade can't handle the current onslaught of refugees alone. WIOD's Judia Chavez says the board's asking the feds to help.
Dade County's Community Relations Board strongly believes South Florida shouldn't bear the burden of hosting thousands of immigrants. However,
that's the only bad thing that's happened since we lost SUN, is we don't get the good spy reports on what's going on in the books in these different markets. It would be very interesting to see how Howard is doing on TKS in Orlando, although that is a nose-picking market, but how he's doing against Ron and Ron over there. Because here, once he goes on here, Ron and Ron in this market are going to be like talking to themselves. WIOD.
Neil, how you doing?
Pretty good.
Better than
your phone. Your phone blows, man.
My phone?
Oh, it's horrible.
It's a brand new phone.
It's puking and crapping and scratching. It's the connection.
Really? Because of you, I bought a brand new phone, Neil, so I could talk to you crystal clear.
Well, crystal clear? It's clearing up a little bit.
Really?
Not too good, though.
Oh. Well, I was trying to get some tickets to go to Vegas to see Luis Miguel.
See?
I want to see where all the hype's all about, but... Yeah.
Why do you want to go all the way out there, although you will have a much better time out there? He'll be here October 6th, 7th, and 8th.
Yeah, why not? Might as well have a good time somewhere.
That's right.
So, what else, Neil? What's going on with your life?
WIOD.
If you want to go to the Dolphins game, you better beef up.
WIOD.
Yeah, I'd like to speak with Neil, please.
Was that Kimbo Camper Jr.? We got all these juniors out there. Speaking, sir.
Speaking. Hello, Neil.
Yes.
Hey, how you doing?
Great.
I just heard something. You just said that Stern's going to be down here on the radio?
Right.
Is that for real?
Yes.
What station?
Big 106. It used to be Waxy 105.9 starting September 21st.
And what are they going to do for their music? I mean, that Howard Stern and that old playlist?
What do you mean by that?
Are they going to change their format?
They're going to play that 70s music from like whenever he goes off, 10:30 or 11 in the morning, whenever he decides to throw in the towel every day. The rest of the day, they'll be playing 70s music.
Wow.
Which doesn't make any sense.
He's not going to be competing with you, is he?
Well, for like about a half an hour.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, you're great. I love Stern. I used to live in L.A. And,
yeah.
He's great. And, I mean, you're great, too. I used to live down here, and you're one of the
best.
Well,
see, that'll be a perfect segue. People that listen to Howard in the morning can turn over and listen to me in the middle of the day.
All right,
and the people who stick with Rick and Suds, which will be the majority, they'll also turn over.
Right.
So
right,
he can double
up,
my
Neil.
Share. Okay, see ya.
All right.
That a boy, Howard, going to double my share. And, of course, once he holds that big press conference, we're already, like, bracing ourselves for that. Everybody's a pervert, and everybody does this, and the Ron and Ron did that. And come in and just, you know, it's the same old shtick, baby. It's the same old tired crap. Just do the show, and let's see what you got left. Since the surgery, since they cut those off, let's see what's left there. Because, boy, what I see on that satellite thing, when they're showing him, and Robin is sitting there up again with her back to the wall. And he's sitting there, and boy, Gary is sitting over there, and all like looking around. Okay, well, what can we say? Can we say crap? Can we say this? One thing we can't say is...
Asshole!
Oh, you can't say that. So we'll see. You know, I wish him all the luck in the world, but not at the expense of us. Right, Rick? 136 at WIOD. There's no way to get sports scores and information before it happens, but it seems that way with the Wireless Sports Channel, baby. Introducing an exciting new sports information service from Motorola. With Wireless Sports Channel, you get instant scores and sports information virtually as it happens. The scores are broadcast direct to a pager-style receiver that you carry on your belt, and updates happen every 5 minutes, whether you go anywhere in 230 areas throughout the U.S. and Canada. All major sports scores and information are right there at the touch of your finger. Just press a button on your Wireless Sports Channel receiver, and the information is right there. The Wireless Sports Channel Network Pocket Receiver, perfect for any sports fan, and for those of you with PCs. Wireless Sports Channel provides sports updates with even more information for the computer, too. Services start at just $9.99 a month. So check it out. Get the Wireless Sports Channel today, especially if you have a bookie. I mean, call 1-800-972-4261. I mean, especially if you like those Saturday morning and Sunday morning shows where they give you all the odds and the point spread. Just for fun, of course. 1-800-972-4261. And Murray was just here, our good friend Murray, who's still our buddy from Wayne Arnold's, Murray being one of the few people in that place who isn't tilting and leaning far right, as on Wayne's shoulder. And look what he brings me. It's made by Maggot, the soup people. And it's from the islands, man. It's from Jamaica, and it's called cock soup.
Yeah, man.
Look at that. It's a spicy Jamaican chicken-type soup. It's got chicken fat and chicken meat and onion and carrots and MSG. Oh, I see that. MSG, lots of it. And it's called cock soup, big in Jamaica, right?
Yeah, man.
Okay. Thank you, Murray. Oh, that Wayne. What are we going to do with this man? And he tells me that Wayne is getting in tighter and tighter and tighter with the Bushmeister. So while you people are eating at Wayne Arnold's, I just want to say this to you. I'd be real careful. I'd start tasting everything real closely because they might be, you know how they like, you know, spice stuff up to propagandize, to brainwash people? I think they may be doing it through the food now. If you walk out of there and start, like, leaning toward the right, and almost falling down, hitting the sidewalk. That should be the first tip-off. WIOD.
George.
Neil.
Neil.
Yeah.
My God, you're sounding just like George.
Okay.
Don't take it personal.
Hi, this is George.
Yeah, George.
Just check for the foreskin. That'll tell you the difference.
Yeah. I heard that call. 42 years old. I take my hat off to that guy. Anyway, yeah, how about those Dolphins?
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Well, let's see what happens when we play a real team like this Sunday.
Who?
The Jets.
Who?
What do you mean by that?
The guys in green?
Yeah.
Those guys wouldn't know a football if you stuck it, you know where.
Up their ass.
That's right.
Okay, well, let's try to do it.
We got the Spike Man now.
Yeah, the Spike Man was awesome yesterday. I was just breathless. I couldn't believe it. I mean, actually watching a Dolphin running back just smoking through that line and running with reckless abandon like a wild man. When is the last time we saw that happen?
Delvin Williams.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right.
Right.
That guy was busting through those holes like, what's the name? Weaver would say, was like squirting out.
Like a watermelon seed,
that's right.
Right.
He was making holes into those cracks or whatever.
He was turning those holes into cracks.
That's right.
There you go.
All right, Neil.
Okay.
We're going to kick their ass.
Let's kick some ass, some bloody ass this Sunday, baby.
And finally, Spike, Dios mío.
Okay. What do you say? Dios mío. W-I-O-D. W-I-O-D.
Neil, God.
Yes, speaking.
How you doing?
Okay.
Listen, I got a problem.
Okay.
I need your advice for the ticket thing. I got a pig report for you.
Yeah.
I'm driving Biscayne, Griffin Boulevard. Okay?
Wait a minute. Biscayne and Griffin
Boulevard? Griffin Boulevard and, like, Northeast 6th Ave.
Griffin Boulevard? What is Griffin Boulevard?
It's over here in North Miami.
Okay.
Park.
Okay.
Another
yeah.
Griffin,
yeah.
Griffin with a G. Okay, now I got it.
Heading north.
Yeah.
Pig's coming the other way. Sees me. I keep driving.
Yeah.
Stop at the red light, go through the red light, look back, two cars back, there's the cop with his lights on.
Yeah.
The car behind me pulls over, he comes around that car up
yeah.
to me, and pulls me over. Okay? I get out of the car, I say, what are you pulling me over for? Oh, you were speeding. I said, I think I'm being singled out. No, you're not being singled out. I said, well, how'd you radar me? Oh, I made a U-turn and followed you. And I said, well, that's not being singled out? He goes, no, look, here's another ticket I just wrote. For a guy born in 1941, I'm a young guy. I told him, just because I'm a young guy, college.
That's right. That's why you got the ticket,
pulled
man.
Me over.
Too young. He doesn't like you.
He goes, here's a ticket from another guy I just wrote 10 minutes ago. I said, what's that supposed to tell me? That you're an asshole and you write a lot of tickets?
Oh, nice. That's a nice move.
He goes, go sit in your car and let me finish writing
yeah,
the ticket.
Come on.
Yeah.
So listen, I need to know what's the name of that traffic thing.
Ticket defense team.
Ticket defense
team. They will take care of you, man. The number is...
I need them.
is, what's the number, George? 741? It's, is that an 800 number? George, Ticket Defense Team, what is it, 800-741?
Yeah.
Right. T-E-A-M, 8255, is that what it comes out to?
Okay, and another
thing. Is that right?
Now, one more thing, Neil.
1-800-741-TEAM, T-E-A-M.
741-TEAM, I got it.
Okay.
Another thing, Saturday, I went to go camp for Panther tickets.
Yeah.
Nobody there, me.
That was it?
Me, I'm the only one. I was sitting out in front of Coconuts with my lawn chair, jersey on, my Panthers jersey.
Yeah.
The only person there. Get in line, walk in there. 211 I get, row S. Is all the tickets they had, the best they could do.
S, that's like nosebleed. That's like super nosebleed.
$25.
Incredible.
What is Wayne thinking?
He's not.
In closing?
Yes.
What about that O-line?
Okay.
And circumcision rules.
Okay, there's a guy, like I said, just tear up the ticket, okay? Here's a guy who knows which side it's buttered on, man. Circumcision rules, tear up the ticket. Let's stop hassling the public. He's showing him a whole list of tickets that he wrote. Good, let's give that officer a medal, okay, for really doing his duty to save the public from ourselves. Maniac. And another thing, I didn't want to bring this up because I went crazy about it on Friday, and I know a lot of people, especially in Broward, Palm Beach, they don't live in this part of town, even in Dade. Kendall, you think it's bad in Kendall. At least you can get from one street to another. It may take you forever, but you can get there. Here, we got this Shorecrest part of town. I'm coming to work this morning. We have a new deal. First of all, on the weekend, I-95, you get to the Golden Glades, and the interchange there, I-95 South, they've got blocked off. Not for any particular reason. There's no construction going on. There's nothing going on. They just have it blocked off so everybody has to curve around, go on 7th Avenue, and it's all screwed up. Nothing going on. Just another way to inconvenience the natives. But this thing in Shorecrest here, this morning I'm coming to work, I figure, okay, I'll make a left on 81st. It's a major, big, wide, one-way street that goes, cuts right through, comes out wrong. That's blocked off. Like everything a block east of Biscayne, just about every goddamn street, is blocked off. There is no way to get here from there unless you go through the drive-through at Wendy's, get a couple of singles with cheese, then you make a little turn, you go through the drive-through at Taco Bell, get a couple of Burrito Supremes with no beans, and then then you run on 70. That's the only way to do it. What is going on here? And I'm the only one that's like, noticed this? Everybody, oh, yeah. And if you come down 10th Avenue now, as George was saying, all the traffic now has been diverted, so there's 75,000 cars at any given moment trying to come down this little narrow two-lane street, which is the only way to get here now. So when I start, on the 21st of September, when I start showing up here, 10:45, 11 o'clock, you'll understand I've been caught in traffic. That's a good excuse. By the way, how's the Chris Baker show coming along? That'll be here at 2:05. It's 150 at WIOD.
If he wants me to sing God Bless America in pasties and a G-string up here, I'll do it.
Well, all right, sports fans.
Eugene, dinner time.
Oh, no, another night of cheap Italian food in a can.
Yo, 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 man, check it out.
Who are you?
It's me, Homeboy ID.
What?
Yo, man, toss out your Skettios and get down with some Homeboy ID Sketty Hoes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you got a can opener?
Yeah. Whoa. Yo, man, and Homeboy ID got all kinds of stuff, and it's all made homie style.
Oh, boy.
It's Homeboy ID, and ain't no little service neither. You can feed the whole crew with our all-new gang-size can.
Well, gee, that's large.
Come on, man. Get with the plan and get the food in the can that tastes like the food in the can.
Homeboy ID. Drive by and pick some off. The shelf.
154 at WIOD. Let's do a Dade County. WIOD.
610 WIOD. Wayne isn't our daddy.
Not bad. Huh? Wayne ain't our daddy. W-A-N-E. W-I-O-D.
Neil.
Yeah.
Do you wear slip-on shoes?
Yes, I do.
I'm not surprised. You're a fag.
I wear slip-on shoes. So anybody out there that's slipping on must be slipping in. W-I-O-D. Is that Russ Oasis? That was Russ Oasis doing the Hoochie Coochie. W-I-O-D. W-I-O-D. Hello?
Wait a minute.
I'm
here.
Yeah.
And I'm here.
And I'm black and blue from Whiting.
Look who it is, for crying out loud. It's the old cock-a-moon lady.
Oh.
Wow.
The cock-a-moon daughter.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
Yeah, and whatever else.
Want to know, did you have a nice vacation?
Yes, I did. What do you mean, a nice vacation? I've been back for, like, it seems months already.
Yeah, well, I was away, you know, too, to New York.
You were in New York?
Yeah.
And how was it? Was it still there?
Beautiful weather.
Oh, well, it's a beautiful
Long
place.
Island,
yeah.
You know.
After you wade through all that garbage, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
How was it?
Beautiful.
Great. And it was beautiful in Rome, too. It was beautiful.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So you didn't go to Vegas?
No, I did not. Who said I was going to Vegas? I'm going to Vegas this weekend.
This weekend?
Who said I was going to Vegas?
I thought.
Jazz McKay came on the air, that Ojan Provocateurum, and he said I was going to Vegas, and he didn't know what he was talking about.
Uh-huh. Are you going to be on the air Thursday?
You mean on Yom Kippur?
On Yom Kippur.
On the holiest of all Jewish holy days, on the Day of Atonement, Yom Kippur, will I be on the air? Is that the question?
Yes, the question.
And the answer is
yes.
Yes.
Yes, of course.
Uh-huh.
I don't participate in all those ancient Chinese secrets.
I see. And so then when are you going on your next vacation?
Are you writing a book? I don't have any idea when I'm going on my next vacation.
I didn't ask you where is it going.
I don't know when and I don't know where. Why are you so concerned about my vacations? You have this...
I'm concerned about you, that's all.
What about me what?
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God.
Cock-a-moon. Cock-a-moon.
There you go. Well, listen, have a great day.
Thanks for calling.
And back to you. And have a great day on Thursday.
Is this my birthday?
When?
Thursday.
Oh, Thursday's your birthday. Well, I'll be sure to do something special for you.
Yeah.
Okay, and don't eat too much on Yom Kippur.
I fast every year.
Don't eat too much.
Yeah.
Okay.
Take care now.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Dorton. WIOD, hello. WIOD. WIOD.
Neil.
Yes.
Yeah, about your boy, Luis.
See?
Yeah, I saw the Suave video.
Yeah.
Big deal. What's the big deal with this guy?
Big deal what?
Big deal. He's nothing much.
What do you mean he's nothing much?
Nothing much. What's that big gap in his teeth there?
He's like got a gap in his teeth. He's afraid of the dentist. He doesn't want to get drilled. That's why he's holding on to soap real tight, too.
And the stupid look on his face.
He's got a look on his puss.
That
he's got a great
look.
He's a great entertainer. He's a great singer. Just because you don't want to sleep with him, I mean, does that mean that I'm supposed to dislike him?
No, I'm just talking
now?
Him just musically even. He's a Nebuch.
He's a Nebuch? He's the hottest thing in the world right now, and you're giving me a song. Maybe you'd like Julio the Greasiest is more your time.
Just messing with you.
You're just jealous, man. You would crawl on your hands and knees and eat 400 pounds of dog droppings just to get close enough to him to say, loan me $50.
I don't think so.
You might.
I saw the video.
Yeah.
I wasn't impressed.
Forget about that video with those two bull dykes in there and all that stuff. What is that all
about?
They
look good.
There you go. So if you want to get to him, you got to get in the middle, man. There you go. You better get cozy with him, baby.
Push him out of the way.
Huh?
Push him out of the way.
That'll be easy. See ya.
See ya.
Okay. These guys picking on Luis Miguel. Don't start picking on my buddy Luis, okay? Pick this. WIOD. WIOD.
That's Mr. Burke to you, dummy.
That was pretty good. That was pretty damn good. You know what? In fact, just for old time's sake, Sally Pally.
That's Mr. Burke to you, dummy.
Not bad.